Welcome to DYK, sharing reputable ataxia information in short, simple, digestible surveys, helping the world become acquainted with ataxia, with your host, Dana Mora.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Did You Know podcast. I'm here in Philly at the Conference for Ataxia. It's the annual conference, and I'm also here with Mary Donovan and Dr. Jeremy Schmumann, both from Mass General Hospital in Boston, Massachusetts.
Yeah, so I'm a clinical research coordinator at Massachusetts General Hospital in the Schmumann Lab, and we do a lot of ataxia-related research and cerebellum-related research and have a really interesting study that we want to tell all of you about.
Yeah, I would love to hear more about this study that you have going on. It's supported by NAF.
Yes, right? So we're in the ataxia unit at Mass General, which I've been directed for a long time. We're part of the NAF-sponsored clinical research consortium for the study of cerebellar ataxias. That's a mouthful. So CRC-SCA is doing a natural history study of the cerebellar ataxias. We're also one of a number of sites around the country doing a drug study, the first drug study of its that's been produced in ataxia by one of the companies called Biohaven. And there are a number of companies now circling around the National Ataxia Foundation, around the CRC-SCA, around an NIH-funded study looking at SCA1 and SCA3, about to develop new treatments for ataxia. So we are all very excited about this. We have a problem.
Well, we're hopefully going to help you with that problem that you have.
So the problem we have is that when we assess ataxia, or somebody who has ataxia, we've been relying on scales. So we do an examination of a person with ataxia to see, is the ataxia changing? Is it better? Is it worse? Does a drug have an effect on the ataxia? And so we're relying on our examination of the patient. And so we're saying, this is how you're doing. It's very much the doctor-derived story. But we've discovered in the Biohaven trial that there wasn't much of a change in the scoring system. So it didn't seem to pan out. But Sam Pierce, who's our clinical research coordinator, and Mary Donovan, who's working with our patients, and Chris Steven, who's the other doctor working on the study with me, are hearing from our patients that they're actually feeling a little better.
Oh.
So we need to find a way to really understand from patients who are on the treatments how they think they're doing. Right. And this becomes important as another important piece of information to match up with the story that we come up with when we do the examination or do our scales.
Right, so you're looking for input from those patients as to their daily living activities. Are they getting better or are they noticing things are getting worse? And comparing that to when they come in and see you and you look at them and assess them.
While they're on the study drug and the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, really cares about this. So I'm going to have Mary tell us about what we're doing.
Okay. Yeah, so we need about 200 participants to reach out, and it'd be really helpful. So what we're doing is sending out a survey that's really simple and really brief. It's about 15 minutes.
Okay.
And we're asking for symptoms, daily activities that are affected by the ataxia and not affected by the ataxia, as well as what we as clinical researchers and doctors can do a better job on in the clinical setting.
Now, do they have to identify themselves,
no,
Mary?
They do not.
Okay.
It's completely anonymous, so be brutally honest and tell us everything you're thinking.
Is it free form, or is it things that someone would have to circle?
It is free form, so we want everything. No symptoms too small, no clinical comment is too small. Anything you can think of really is valuable for us
to get.
So this is called a patient-reported outcome measure, a PROM.
PROM.
Like when you go to the PROM in high school, this is the PROM, but this is the PROM ataxia. So patient-reported outcome measures exist for other diseases, but there's no such thing for ataxia. So this is an attempt, this is the first step in the way to do, and this is a very carefully crafted approach through the Center for Studying Patient-Reported Outcome Measures, which is a national center. So the first step in the process is exactly what we're doing, which is to send out the link via email, which Mary will tell us in a second. And then you fill those out, we'll get all the symptoms that people have as a first step in the process. And the second step after that is then to sculpt that down into a more concentrated series of questions that we could then use in a focus group to develop a PROM ataxia. And that's going to be a really helpful piece of data as we go forward in our studies and even in patient care.
That will be really helpful. So how does somebody reach out? Like, they know that they're taking this drug. They're part of this study already. They're taking the drug. So you're reaching out to those folks specifically, and they will just email you and say, hey, I'm interested in participating in this?
Yeah, so it's not just individuals on the drugs, actually.
Okay.
We need all patients affected with ataxias,
okay.
All caregivers, anyone who sees them on a daily basis, they can provide really great information for us in how we can ask these patients to tell us how they're doing, because that's really important. As Dr. Schmalman was saying, it's something we definitely need in a clinical setting for ataxias. Parkinson's has it, Huntington's has it, but ataxias don't, and we need to get that. So if they're interested in participating, they can reach out through email at cerebellum@mgh.harvard.edu.
And we'll link to that so that it's easy for people.
Yes. And any emails you can give us will be great. And we'll send the link to the survey, and all the support and participants that we can get are really appreciated, and it's really helpful. So thank you.
Oh, that's really terrific. Great.
So just to reemphasize, it's all ataxia patients, all ataxians and family members to fill out surveys, and you'll allow us to get to the next stage, which is a PROM ataxia.
All over the country,
the world, anybody who's reached by your podcast, come on down.
Come on down. That's really terrific.
And just to emphasize, it's really simple, really brief. It takes about 15 minutes of your time, so it's not anything too complicated, and it does really, really help.
And will it be repeated at any point? I'm just wondering if there needs to be like multiple iterations of this for an individual. So if somebody like fills it out now, would it be beneficial for them to fill it out again at a later point in time?
I think that for this first go-around, once we reach our goal of about 300 subjects,
okay.
275 is the minimum, we'll be then able to develop the next stage, which is to form the more limited set of questions based on what people are telling us.
Okay.
And that is something you could use on a regular basis. So that is there's no learning effect on that. Like, you can fill out the same questionnaire, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, to how are you doing on that particular day. So the patient-reported outcome measure is going to be a new tool and a very powerful tool in order to feed back onto the patient community to find ways to help.
That's excellent.
Did that answer that?
That did answer that. Thank you.
Thank you.
So is there anything else that the people listening to the podcast need to know about this study or how to get in touch with you or anything?
So it will be closing in about a month. We have to close the survey at that point and do the analysis.
Okay.
So the sooner you can reach out, the better. And we really appreciate it.
So now in a month, can we just quantify that with like what date is the study closing? Is it in case somebody is watching this at a, you know, in a couple of weeks from now, what would you say?
May 15th, 2018.
That's great.
There we go.
Okay, May 15th, 2018. That's fabulous. All right. Thank you so much for joining us and telling us about this exciting work that's going on.
Thank you, Dana. Much appreciated.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. And hopefully you found this helpful, and hopefully you'll join in on the study. It doesn't take that long. It, as Mary said, it's only about 15 minutes of your time, and it would be really, really helpful for all of us that have ataxia or are a caregiver for somebody with ataxia. So thank you very much, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Imagine that. Dana Morrow, the Did You Know Woman. For more great topics, go to iTunes, YouTube, SoundCloud, or join us on Facebook or at rideforjohn.org. Till next time, DYK.